News via remote, I'm Joe Palca. The helicopter yesterday evening that brought U.S. President Donald Trump back to the White House after 72 hours of hospitalization for the deadly COVID-19 virus. The president urged Americans not to be afraid of COVID-19. In a show of fitness, he climbed the steps of the South Portico, standing on the Truman balcony where he removed his mask, gave a double thumbs up gesture, and saluted the Marine One helicopters prepared to take off from the South Lawn. Stepping off the helicopter and walking toward the White House residence, the president paused to turn to the cameras, waved, gave a thumbs up, asked by VOA how he was feeling. A muffled reply of real good could be heard. The head of emergencies at the World Health Organization said Monday the agency's best estimates indicate roughly 1 in 10 people worldwide may have been infected by the coronavirus, more than 20 times the number of confirmed cases, and warned of a difficult period ahead. Dr. Michael Ryan, speaking to a special session of the WHO's 34-member executive board focusing on COVID-19, said the pandemic could continue to evolve, but that tools exist to suppress transmission and to save lives. Three scientists have won this year's Nobel Prize in Physics for their discoveries related to black holes. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences said today it gave half of the $1.1 million prize to Roger Penrose of Britain for using math to prove that black holes are a direct consequence of Albert Einstein's general theory of relativity. Germany's Reinhard Genzel and Andrea Ghez of the United States shared the other half of the prize for the discovery of a supermassive compact object at the center of our galaxy. This is VOA News. A U.S. judge has ordered Iran to pay $1.45 billion to the family of a former FBI agent believed to have been kidnapped by the Islamic Republic while on an unauthorized CIA mission to an Iranian island in 2007. The judgment this month comes after Robert Levinson's family and the U.S. government now believe he died in the Iranian government's custody, something long denied by Tehran, although officials over time have offered contradictory accounts about what happened to him on Kish Island. Tensions remain high between the U.S. and Iran amid President Donald Trump's maximalist pressure campaign over Tehran's nuclear program. And though the U.S. and Iran haven't had diplomatic relations since the aftermath of the 1979 U.S. embassy hostage crisis in Tehran, America still holds billions of dollars in frozen Iranian assets that could be used to pay Levinson's family. AP correspondent Sherry Adler reports on how the U.S. Supreme Court opened their new term yesterday.
Supreme Court began its new term Monday by remembering the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Justice Ginsburg's contributions as advocate, jurist, and citizen are immeasurable.
Chief Justice John Roberts.
We at the court will remember her as a dear friend and a treasured colleague.
Roberts, who continues to lead the court by telephone due to COVID-19, said the justices would hold a full memorial service for Ginsburg once they returned to the courtroom. I'm Shelley Adler.
Meanwhile, COVID-19 infections have shut down the U.S. Senate, but Republicans say they will not delay confirmation of President Donald Trump's pick for the U.S. Supreme Court. They're even willing to make special arrangements so sick senators can vote. Democrats are protesting but appear powerless to stop them. Republican Senator Ron Johnson says he'll go to the Capitol in a moon suit to vote if he has the coronavirus. The Central Election Commission of Kyrgyzstan declared the results of the weekend's parliamentary election invalid. Charles de Ledesma reports from the AP.
The Central Election Commission of Kyrgyzstan has declared the results of the weekend's parliamentary election invalid after mass protests erupted in the capital, Bishkek, and other cities. Opposition supporters had seized government buildings overnight Monday and demanded a new election. Hundreds of people were hurt and at least one person died. The Central Election Commission says the decision to declare the voting result invalid was made in order to avoid tension in the country. Opposition supporters overnight had freed the ex-president from jail and announced plans to oust the president and form a new government.
Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA.